8:33. I'd like to call the Borough of Edgewood Council meeting to order.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Let the record show the mayor is in solicitor. Rise and pledge allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we'll take items from the floor. Mr. Pashek,
I didn't need to get a migraine. Just for those of you that don't remember, we were hired to look at updating your zoning and saldo ordinances. And last spring, we met with the Planning Commission 3 times, met with staff and code enforcement people to kind of get an understanding of what worked and what didn't work. We spent May and June, parts of July, developing some drafts, which we issued to staff and then mentioned to the Planning Commission. We met on the 22nd and had a really thoughtful discussion. And those of you that know your Planning Commission know that they know their planning ordinances very well. And so we went through a number of things. I thought I would just share with you some of the things we talked about. We talked about regulating development where lots, several lots are consolidating from single. Talked about historic structures, talked about parking requirements, that's really important in terms of making sure they get that right. Talked about heights of structures, there's a challenge with that in terms of providing enough height and still keeping what we want in terms of the kind of character of the place. We talked about screening of hot tubs, that apparently was a big issue, so we talked a little bit about that. Probably most what we talked about was performance standards. Desire that this ordinance kind of establish very clear black and white performance standards. The commission referred to as metrics that anyone who looks at this can understand what's expected. We talked about green infrastructure and how we can encourage that. And finally, our favorite of all, we talked about chickens. So we're meeting again in a special meeting with the Planning Commission on August 13th to continue this conversation. It'll probably be several more iterations after that. I wanted to mention that as part of this, and you may remember, we talked about some concern about the lack of an industrial zone in the borough. And so we have started, Warren actually started this conversation with Rankin this spring about maybe establishing a memorandum of understanding where, consistent with the multi-municipal comprehensive plan, that their industrial zone area would meet the needs of the Edgewood Borough. Which makes perfect sense. It's what we suggested in the multi-municipal plan. So I guess Julie and I are going to go down on the 12th and talk to the ranking council in hopes that they will buy into that memorandum of understanding. So our goal is still to have draft ordinances developed sufficiently to be ready for presentation and discussion on what I guess you guys call the committee of the whole, which is council and planning commission together. And we're kind of tentatively setting this may change based on everyone's commitments, but because there are 5 Mondays in September, most people don't have commitments on the 5th Monday of a month, so we thought that might be an ideal time in terms of getting everyone together. So we're talking about maybe having this committee of the whole meeting on September 29th. That's tentative. We really need to see how far we get on this ordinance over the next month or so. Hopefully, if we can have that and a good discussion, we can wrap those 2 ordinances, the zoning and the SAVO, up in the fall. Have the Planning Commission recommend it go out for public review for 45 days. We'll receive the comments back on that review. With the intent that maybe you'll be able to hold your public meeting in the first quarter of 2015. And then if it's acceptable. right now. I thought it was important. I volunteered to come over and just take a few minutes to let you know what's going on and also provide an opportunity for any questions you have or if someone, a neighbor, has expressed a concern about a regulation. We'd be happy to take that back to the Planning Commission to share that with the folks. And Mayor Cook, if there's something I've missed, please.
No, I think you covered it.
It's been a good process. It's frustrating because everyone hopes that it'll be done in one meeting, but it's an iterative process, and I suspect that 3 or 4 meetings will get to where everybody's happy.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes. I think last time we were here, I mentioned something about this also. Obviously, maybe this is for everyone's benefit. It's part of the process, in addition to having a public hearing on the zoning agenda, we also have to submit the proposed new zoning classification to the county planning department for their review. I'm sure Mr. Passick is aware of that. I really do think that the county may have some comments for us.
You think?
Yeah. So the point, you're just validating what I'm thinking. The point is, I just want to make sure that we're allowing for that because, in my experience, their comments will probably be worth considering. And therefore, again, that's part of the process. That we'll get another set of eyes to go with some experience to take a look at this. And I think it's welcome. I think it's a positive thing because there may be issues that we didn't even think were possible.
Often the entire picture.
So I just want to make you aware of the way we're talking about the timetable. It does take some time. It's time well spent because the end product is very important. Thank you.
I just wanted to add, just so everybody remembers, this project is being partially funded by the County Planning Department. They're paying half of it, and the borough is paying for the other half. So we are keeping them apprised of the work that we've completed as we're completing it. And we'll certainly get it to them for review.
Well, Pat gave my committee, she had signed my committee to look at the chicken issue.
I'm sorry?
The chicken issue.
Okay, I've had some trouble hearing with the sound.
I'll try to speak up. So I'm just trying to figure out where we, I don't want to duplicate effort or, I don't know, I guess we're still trying to figure that out if we want to do that chicken thing separately or we're going to wrap it together with your, I just want to figure out where I'm.
So the Planning Commission is going to have a recommendation for council on the chickens.
Okay.
And I think what we have discussed is either including it in the zoning or as an ordinance that will be adopted along with the zoning. So it will be an ordinance that we do separate from the zoning ordinance, which would allow for some more restrictive language if we do a separate ordinance. If we do it in the zoning, we can really just say where it would be allowed. If we want to have other requirements, it would require a separate ordinance, which the Planning Commission and Jim are also working on. So there will be a draft ordinance for council if they want to consider it.
Process basis, maybe once we get that draft of the chicken ordinance, how we handle it,
right.
Maybe we should share it with the subcommittee, and run it through there as an extra step and get some feedback before we bring the council.
I think that would be good, but the Planning Commission will have a recommendation. They're looking at that ordinance and will give you their opinion on it.
Question to keep working on it or not work on it?
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, there's no point in us coming up with our.
That's what you guys are doing.
Right.
Present us a recommendation that we work with.
Wait till it crosses the road and gets to your side. It'll be fine.
I don't think you have to work on drafting an ordinance. I think that council should still be considering what they want to do about the issue as a whole.
Okay, well, that's good. That's
thoughtfully thinking about what you would like to see.
I have a clearer idea of what.
That's an important issue because we took a straw poll of the Planning Commission this week. So there are different opinions. And very valid arguments on both sides. So we would welcome council to put on
this. I think we need to take that issue one step at a time. And of course, we have a pending litigation.
possible to have it made part of the codification process and context of this. For me, at this point, at one point we weren't sure what that timetable might look like. But at this point, there's no need for us to take action more quickly or separately. In my view, I'm not disagreeing with what anybody said, because you can really do it whatever way you want to do it. But in my view, there's no reason why, at this point, you would not make it part of the codification process and not even necessarily have a separate ordinance, because it's you can, in your zoning ordinance, you can not only say where it's permitted, but also establish the regulations for the permitted use. That could all be done as part of this process, and I'm sure that's what we're working on with the planning commission, right?
Right, we shared a draft ordinance with.
Now, it may be that you want to deal with it separately for a number of different reasons, which I don't necessarily think we should talk about right now, and that's fine. And you're able to do that. You may decide that you don't want to make it part of the codification process simply because there's a difference of opinion on what to do with it. That would be a legitimate reason. So, again, at this point, you can sort of, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the zoning appeal is concerned, you can do what you want to do with it as long as we're on a timetable that we've already been told that we're hopefully going to be looking at passing legislation in the early part of 2015.
And this is also why we wanted to have a joint committee of the whole with council and the planning commission, so that the planning commission can hash out the nitty-gritty of the zoning ordinance, and these larger issues council can weigh in on as well.
And on the planning commission, we originally started out with this with Rankin, Swissville, hoping for this grant money. We ended up going at it alone, right? With Rankin still floating out there and Swissville's dead.
We are doing our own zoning ordinance for Edgewood Borough. I believe that Rankin and Swissville are working on one together at this point, but we are crafting a zoning ordinance for Edgewood Borough.
Anything else? Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Authorization to pay bills, Mr. Wainwright.
Authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $45,343.31, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $6,595.56, for a total of $51,938.87.
Second.
Thank you. Anything special to bills?
Maybe just some light major expenses, but then $4,500 in tax refunds and $10,000 in engineering fees for both street paving and sewers.
Thank you.
Does that include that $4,200 for that alley?
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Mr.
Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes. Motion to recommend appointment of emergency management coordinator.
I move to recommend Officer Richard Sasala will be appointed as emergency manager coordinator for the Borough of Edgewood.
Mr. Sasala had 10 years of experience in Plum.
A volunteer position. There is no compensation associated with this.
Yes, and I think the way council should look at it, Julia and I talked about this, and we also had Schaefer, President Schaefer, that's the question, so we have a couple things. documentation that we have from Officer Sasala indicates that he understands this is a voluntary position, so we would make sure that that is clear. He's presently employed as a part-time police officer for the borough. I think council should also look at this as being totally separate from that part-time employment. The point I really want to make is that not only is it separate from his employment as a part-time police officer, but it's a volunteer position. But the appointment is not contingent upon him continuing here as a part-time police officer. That's how I think we should look at it, because if it's not, he can be good for many reasons, not continue to be employed here, it's separate and upset. Okay?
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Okay, business meeting, volunteer fire department, so you don't see anyone. Recreation report, Ms. Bastien.
Thank you. Unfortunately, Movies in the Park was rained out again last week. We've had a pretty dreary summer, and we've had a hard time picking bad luck finding movie dates, so that has been rained out. We had two movies in the park this summer. T-ball and softball had their end-of-year parties this Saturday at Koenig Field, and we are currently accepting registrations for fall soccer. We are in the midst of Community Day planning. Be sure to remind your friends to sign up for the cornhole tournament. We just received word today that the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts have changed their plans and will be attending Community Day this year. So that's great news. We've also got a couple more booths that are going to be coming. Susan G. Komen, who has their headquarters in Edgewood in Regent Square, are going to have a booth this year as well. So we're really trying to drum up the local business. Anybody has any questions about that, I'd be happy to answer them.
Where is that going to be?
Community Day? At Koenig Field. Koenig Field. August 23rd, noon to fireworks. That's all I have.
Thank you. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Other than what was presented, I have very little to add. I did find it interesting as we went through things that those of you that own half a car won't have to worry. We're going to remedy that X amount of space in the, under parking requirements. And as a layperson, a door is a door is a door. But looking at pets, it's going to be interesting.
Really?
Well, what does one person call a pet and another person call family member? But it's going well.
Very good. Thank you. Council of Governors.
Dan Settlemyer, who's the head of the COG, will be at our next council meeting on August 18th to discuss the Tri-COG land bank. So I'm going to have information for you all in your packets. I'll probably send it out this week so that you have plenty of time to read it and review it and form questions for Amanda when she comes next.
There was a meeting last week, but only like two people showed. Lucky Price?
I don't know. Yeah.
Kind of like backfired, but.
Thank you. Borough Solicitor Report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am in the process, what really I want to say simply is that I'm in the process of reviewing this evening as we're meeting the contracts for the 2014 roadway improvement program for the borough. There's four originals here. I will be done reviewing them by the end of the meeting. We're going to need someone to sign it. So you can just stay in the meeting. We'll get that taken care of. But no other action is required. It's already been approved by council, subject to the execution of this agreement. So take care of that tonight.
Thank you. Do we need an executive session? Borough Manager's report.
Thank you. As Mr. Berry said, he's reviewing a copy of the roadway improvement project contract, which is the paving project. We have a pre-construction meeting scheduled with our engineers and the contractor next week. We're hoping to get started on this as quickly as possible and hopefully have a lot of the paving work done by the end of the month, weather permitting. I brought a copy of the map of the streets to be paved. I'm not sure if all of council got a chance to look at that. So if we want to pass that around and look, the bubbles are being paved. Still on road work, Public Works has repainted all the yellow curbs in the borough over the past week, except for the roads that are being paved. We'll do those curbs after the work is done. This week, they're going to work on painting all the white stop signs, so the white areas for crosswalks or in front of a stop sign in the streets. I think it makes a really big difference. It really spruces up the streets a lot. They've also replaced the old retaining wall down by where the old tot lot playground was. We had a railroad tie retaining wall there that was rotting. So last week, Public Works put in a new one, and they also worked on the steps. In terms of the borough building updates, we have ordered a new emergency exit door for the side of the building by these stairs leading up to the firemen's quarters. We are going to spend about $95 more to get a glass window in that door since it exits onto sort of a dangerous section where you can't, visibility is limited, so we're going to get a glass window put in there as well. It's been ordered and should be in soon. No, it's just not meant for everyday exit because it's such a tight spot there. The McKay Street survey was completed, and we should have the results early next week. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Yes.
They're grinding down?
Yes.
I wonder if we could maybe get some of those grinds. Put it back in the back lot here. GOP to kind of level it out.
You mean over the gravel?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about that.
I know they recycle some of it, but there might be some they don't want.
Right.
That'd be great. That'd
be convenient. Is there any new business to be brought before council?
I just want to make a couple of comments about community life. We're up to 6 game booths. That does not include the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But we could use a few more.
Do you want to tell us who's running those, Jack, so everybody knows? Yeah, well,
okay.
The 6 that you're doing. So the borough's running 2.
Okay, the borough.
To elucidate a little bit on the costs.
Basically,
to run two games. The Edgewood Foundation has agreed to staff one of the games, and the other game the borough is going to take care of. So if anybody would like to volunteer your children or your spouses to work a game booth for an hour, we could certainly use the help.
I had two things. I thought just we could, council should consider having a committee on the whole to discuss the memorandum of understanding with the fire department. I think that's kind of a, it's going to define our relationship with the fire department for good year, many years to come. So I think there's a lot of things we've still got to hash out inside there. And the other thing is that, as I read at the email from the fire department about Edgewood's core departments, I think, I became aware that Edgewood currently has no adopted no fire code. Paul Nye has been trained in fire inspection. I guess he's trained in the International Fire Code, and we might want to consider, the Public Safety Committee might want to consider looking at adopting, recommending the council that we adopt the International Fire Code.
I'm sorry, John, I was listening to that. And Julie, can you just talk to Al now about that? Let's talk about that, because my understanding was that we would adopt various codes, which I thought included a fire safety code. So I'm just wondering if there's different fire codes here. And I just want to make sure that we're...
There's like four fire codes.
There are different fire codes. The borough has not adopted any of them. Okay. We have adopted the International Building Code,
right,
and the International Property Maintenance Code. We have not adopted the International Fire Code, nor is Alan certified to inspect for fire.
Okay. Does everybody understand what John was talking about? Apparently there was a fire where the fireman responded to, and they had disconnected the hardwired fire alarms. I don't know if they had battery-operated ones in all the units, but I know this particular unit did not burst in time.
According to the email, the building management said they were planning on shutting them off entirely and just relying on smoke detectors, which I don't know. There's no liability for the borough, per se, but that's still an amazingly unsafe situation for a building with that many people in it.
I did not know it was legal to disconnect anyone to the safety.
So I think what John is suggesting is that council would adopt the International Fire Maintenance Code, and then also we could require yearly fire inspections for commercial buildings and apartment buildings. And Paul Nye is a emergency service worker. He works full-time as a firefighter for the Allegheny County Airport Authority, so he works, and he has, at his own time and his own money, he has gotten the certifications to do fire inspections. He works here for us. He does code enforcement. He's the one who sends out all the letters and the notices on the sidewalks, if your sidewalk has been cracked or is unsafe. So he has experience dealing with this. He works here, and if this is something council is interested in doing, Paul would be a good asset.
Paul was brought this up 4 years ago, our old fire chief, just so you know. And he wanted to do it because he was just getting the certificate or something, and we shelved that. I think he was using, since we have so little commercial properties, but we do have commercial properties and apartment buildings, significantly amounts. We're talking commercial only, though, not apartment buildings?
We could, whatever council would want to do. If you wanted to look at apartments, I'm certain we could word it in a way that...
No, I'm just saying. Typically, and I'm not sure about this, but typically anything over four units is considered to be commercial.
Right.
And everything one to four units is still considered to be residential. That's how typically...
And I spoke with Paul about what the inspection would entail, and he would not need to go into individual units in an apartment building per se. He would go in the hallways and see what the smoke detector situations were, where are the fire exits, are the fire exits illuminated, what, you know, things like that. So he would not necessarily need to go into individual units.
We did talk about this a couple of years ago. I know Pat probably might have remembered too. Maybe it was against Bubbles, but we didn't want to go that at this time. Yeah, I think we definitely, I thought it was a good idea, at least commercially. Especially the older stores and that.
If council's interested, then we can look at crafting some language.
And I guess in the next meeting, I hope to have a list of the weddings that I've performed. It's one of the things in reading the manual what mayors do. I'm supposed to report. I do want to report that I did my first biker wedding this Friday. Had to sign a waiver to get in. Scary part was they want me back next year just to party on.
So you made a good impression.
Yeah, apparently.
Any other new business?
I don't know when I was supposed to bring up the salt, the roof of the salt.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring up, it's the first I've seen it last Friday when one of the guys walked me out to it.
The salt shed is in bad shape. The roof in particular, the whole thing, if we're being honest with ourselves, could really need replaced. And perhaps it's something we can seriously consider during budget season.
My segue into that property, you know where I'm going with this, that's up against the PennDOT wall. 15 feet of it isn't ours, but we've been using it sporadically for over a couple of years, but it's a big trench. If you look up the very up to the salt left-hand side, there's a big, you can't drive, you can drive a car down there, you're just going to drive it back, and that's how the grade is.
We own nothing beyond the Public Works Garage. The Public Works Garage is built to the back of the borough property. From the garage to the wall where the busway is PennDOT property that we had approached them about leasing, and they are unfortunately uncooperative.
I talked to Costa briefly about this again. I'm saying he was just like, he says he's going to come, maybe if he has time to come out and take a look at it.
Great.
But basically I just said, use it. He goes, well, why don't you use it? And I was like, because we've been warned and penned on. Maybe we do this at the beginning of the whole.
Anything else to be brought before the council?
Both to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?